Lawmakers are considering some changes to the 7-year-old living wage law in Syracuse. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, the tweaks are targeted at the people who serve you food when you fly out of town.
Suggestions from the Living Wage Committee would specifically add concession workers at Hancock International Airport to those covered under the legislation. That's something Committee Chair Don Clary says proponents have been pushing for a while.
Back in 2005, when this ordinance was first passed, we were under the impression that concession workers at the airport would be covered. Under the previous administration, it was made clear that they did not feel the same way, and so we are making sure that those folks are in fact covered.
Do those approximately 50 concession workers employed by Delaware North want to be bound by the legislation? General Manager Walter Zick, joined by about a dozen employees at a City Hall Council meeting this week, says they don't want higher wages to lead to layoffs.
They know they're valued employees, that they get paid a fair amount, and that with this increase, you know, they're afraid they're going to lose their job.
Zook says living wage rules would raise costs to Delaware North between $13,000 and $14,000 a week. The airport makes $500,000 a year from the food and beverage agreement. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.